episode 557, Essential Supplements Fit for Your Diet.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you feeling? I hope you're feeling absolutely fabulous because it is Power Pack Wednesday. We're here to talk about either nutrition and fitness. And today, it's about nutrition, essential supplements fit for your diet. You want to tune in because there is a lot of loaded information here for you. But I have to first give a few shout outs to all of our brand new people who have just come on into the family. Welcome, welcome to Create Your Now. We're delighted that you're here. This is your family. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. And you're going to want to visit there. All of you will, because this particular episode, there's so much in here that I actually have a download for you. And all you do, you'll click on the link within the show notes. It'll take you right to it and you can download it. It's going to have all the essentials for you today. Because I know if I was listening, I'd be like hurry scurrying trying to write everything down. There's so much information. I want to have it easily available to you. So be sure to click on that link where you can get that download. Now that we have all those domestic beauties and announcements out of the way, yes, that's what we call them. Here our announcements are our domestic beauties because we don't want to feel like we're working. So we call it something creative and that's what we do. Well, we have to jump in to our essential supplements fit for your diet. Have you sat there wondering, like, oh my gosh, I just know I'm missing something, or I don't feel good, or I'm tired, I haven't changed anything, and I'm not running a fever, and you know, my bowel movements haven't changed. I know TMI, right? But it's important that we talk and have these discussions because that's where we learn about what's working and what's not working for our individual bodies. Once we figure it out for us, it's easy to help others that we love, meaning our husbands, our children, okay, and even our friends. This information isn't always out there. Yes, you can search for yourself, and I would encourage you because I got to start with a disclaimer here. Anything that we talk about when it regards your health, you need to make sure you are having these discussions, open discussions with your medical provider, whether that be a physician, a chiropractor, a PA, whoever you go to, you need to have open discussions because it's your decisions between them. I am not a physician and I am not here giving you medical advice. What I'm giving you is suggestions, opportunities of way of looking at your body differently. So it's very important that you understand that because ultimately you make the final decision. So understand that. I have to say that up front because what we're dealing with is a very serious situation. We're talking about supplements, essential supplements fit for your diet. A lot of questions come up. What should I be taking? And the supplements that we're talking about today are not meal replacements. No, we're not talking about protein shakes. We're not talking about various things on the market, you know, the box food that comes to you. No, that is for another episode. This is specifically for essential supplements. Think about foods that you will eat or supplements that you take in addition to maybe a multivitamin. And we're going to go through all of that today. Woo! All right, so first let's start out with this question. Why should you use supplements? We need to be able to give our body what it needs. Because God created our body amazingly. It is so out of this world that if we give it what it needs, it can heal itself. But as years have gone on and the earth has gotten older and chemicals and our food have been mixed together, that has kind of ruined some of our body mechanics, the chemical reactions within our inside our body. And so remember I tell you that, you know, it doesn't matter if you have an apple or a cupcake, because when you ingest it, your body sees it as a chemical reaction. It doesn't know that the sugar you just put into it was a cupcake or an apple. It's not rejoicing if it gets an apple, and it's not saying, woohoo, this is bad stuff if you put a cupcake in it. It doesn't know the difference. It's a chemical reaction, and we need to understand that. So when we're looking at supplements, fit for our diets? What's going to work for us? We need to understand that we're giving it to our body so that it can do what it does best, heal itself. And sometimes that means we need to have therapeutic doses given to our body so the cells can take it and can perform appropriate functions. A lot of our body shuts down because the cells aren't getting what it needs. And when you have that shutdown, I mean, it's kind of like protesting. Your body's going, hey, this is not work. Think of the picket line. You may have lots of picket lines. Think about when you're not feeling well. Think about when you're dizzy. Think about when your legs are cramping. Think about when you have migraines. Are you giving you what your body needs? And ultimately, that's why we need to be utilizing supplements. Also, 5% of Americans aren't actually following the dietary guidelines, and we're not getting the recommended daily allowance, which is the RDA, okay, recommended daily allowance, when it comes to vitamins and nutrients. We don't. So if only 5% is getting it, then we all basically need help. And then you throw in there what? Genes, our genetics, what's been passed down. Look at your family. Look at your mom's side. Look at your dad's side. What do your genetics look like? It's a good indication. You don't even have to go and get tests. Look at your parents. Look at your grandparents. And if you've had the opportunity and the privilege and the honor of being able to know your great-grandparents, look there. Because that gives you an idea of where your genes are headed. And sometimes looking at that can be very scary. Because you're like, I don't want to end up like that. And it's not an end-all. It's what can we do now? So think of it as, how can we help build and support what our body needs? And I'm here to tell you that each body is unique. What I take is not going to be the same as what you may need. Again, I cannot stress enough, you need to be working in conjunction with your medical provider, a dietitian, a nutritionist, a coach, somebody who can help you along the way, who knows you. And ultimately, remember, you have the final say because you're paying for it. And also, it's your body. Just because someone says you need to take this doesn't mean to take it. Think about it. That we are totally inundated with infomercials and so many commercials and information that comes to us in our news feeds. If you are at all health conscious, man, you go on Facebook and all of a sudden you're getting these things from all different companies and you're like, I didn't like their page. Why is it in my feed? Because they have searched you out. Oh, yes, they have. And they are paying for your time to get into your feed. It's an ad and it comes in. And so we're bombarded as to what's right and what's wrong. So I'm hoping today we'll shed a little bit of light on essential supplements fit for your diet. Where to begin? These are the basics. There is so much out there. And no, I cannot cover it all. But know that I'm trying to highlight some of the essential ones for you. Okay, so here we go. Are you ready? Oh, I hope I'm ready. I even have my notes, because if I don't have my notes, I'm going to forget stuff. Okay, first off, we have to look at our herbs. Herbs are powerful. They're huge. We underestimate the power of herbs. Think about what you cook. Can you add herbs into your cooking? Let's say you're making a hamburger. Why not add some dill to that hamburger? You'll understand here in a minute why I mentioned dill. It's important. It's vital. Let's take a look at vitamin C. When I say you need to have more vitamin C, what comes to your mind? Oranges, right? Orange juice. It's great. You know what? Parsley actually has more vitamin C in it than oranges. Wow. I know. Crazy. Calcium. When I say calcium, what do you think? Milk, right? We think milk. Dill. I just mentioned dill, right? Dill is higher than whole milk. It has more calcium in it than whole milk. Who would have thought? That's craziness. But it's so true. Potassium. Now, you may be scratching your head, but you know what potassium is. And think of your younger days, and probably your athletic coach may have said, grab a banana. Well, that's great. But did you know coriander and parsley is actually higher than bananas? Yes. So if you could have something with coriander in it, it would be better, or parsley. It would be actually better than bananas. Okay, let me throw another one out there because I'm stumping you. You're scratching your head. I know you are, because I was. When I was learning this stuff and beginning to break it down for my own body, I was like, there's no way. There is no way this could be right. Oh, yeah, I changed up my cooking for sure. So vitamin E. You may be thinking carrots for vitamin E. Well, paprika and chili powder is actually higher than carrots. Pretty significantly, too. These are all herbs. There is power in herbs. So start cooking with them. Now, understand this. If you're like, okay, but my question is, do I go organic or can I just buy anything? With herbs, you want to know where they're coming from. So be sure that you're getting a quality herb, whether it's fresh or whether it's dried, because it's real food that you're taking in. Either way, it's real. So if you question it, go organic, because then you know the pesticides aren't there and aren't present. Does that help a little bit? Fabulous. Number two, let's look at spices. So we've talked about herbs being powerful. Spices are too. They have an amazing high nutrient density within them. Oregano, rosemary, thyme, cinnamon, turmeric, vanilla beans, the dry ones, okay, actually vanilla beans, and sage, all are high nutrient density. It's huge. So when we're talking about herbs and spices, spice up your kitchen a little bit. If you're going to spend some money on some stuff for your kitchen, don't worry about going and figuring out those cute new dishes or the new silverware. If they're not broken, go invest in some quality herbs and spices for your kitchen. And that can add up. You could be looking at $5, $6, $7, $8 for a bottle of some of this. It's going to last you, though, and that's great. But it's going to add so much more to your life inside your body rather than outside of your body. So think about where you're spending your money and how you can do it. Use herbs and spices and add to the inside of your health, meaning the inside of your body, so your outside can shine. All right, moving on. We have omega-3s. How awesome is that? Three and three, omega-3s. This is your fish oil that you're talking about. You've heard of them. You know about them. This is a polyunsaturated fatty acid. They are heat sensitive. Another reason why you do not want to cook with olive oil on a high heat, because what happens is if it's not ingested during a crucial part of it, inside it becomes rancid in our body, and it's what? It's fight time. Our body's protesting it. Again, it's a chemical reaction. As much as we think that we love what we have to eat and to give our bodies, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for the inside of our body, because it's a chemical reaction. So if you're heating up and frying in olive oil, you need to be thinking again, because it is a heat-sensitive oil. You're breaking it down and it's becoming rancid. Other oils that you can use that are more heat stable would be coconut oil, your saturated fats like your beef fat, your butter, bacon fat. Those are all good fats you can use. Back to omega-3s. You can find omega-3s in eggs, salmon, and sardines. Egg yolks, okay? Salmon and sardines. Now, if we limit the amount of omega-6s that we're taking, we only need a little bit of omega-3. Only a few milligrams per day. But it seems like we're just kind of like, oh, you've got to take all of these thousands upon thousands upon thousands of milligrams of fish oil. No, you don't. But sometimes we're overcompensating in one area, so we have to overcompensate in another area. So think about what you're taking in, what you're eating, what's right for your body. That is the key. All right, moving on to number four. Vitamin K2. Love vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 is fat soluble. This is one that nobody thinks about. And I can tell you right now, I take vitamin K2. With vitamin K2, you have to understand, with it being fat soluble, you need to be taking it with fatty foods. So for example, in the morning, I usually have avocado in the morning as part of my breakfast. So that is when I am taking not only my vitamin K2, but I'm taking my vitamin A, my vitamin D, and my vitamin E. Those are all fat-soluble vitamins. And you say, well, what does that matter? Well, let's say you're going to bed at night and you're taking some vitamins at night. If you haven't just eaten, you're wasting and throwing away your money and you're flushing out literally out of your body the vitamins that you just took if they're fat soluble because your body cannot absorb it. So it goes into the gut and it says, oh, there's nothing there for me to absorb. So out I go. Bye-bye. So you're wasting not only your money, but you're wasting a lot of energy within your body and you're not reaping the reward. So some people will get on these great vitamins. You may be taking vitamin K2 and you may be saying, well, I'm not feeling a difference. Well, maybe you need to be taking it with food, fatty foods. Avocado is a great fatty food. You need to have approximately 100 to 200 micrograms per day. And again, you take it with fatty foods because it's fat soluble. I cannot stress that enough. All right, number five, another great one is magnesium. Now, magnesium's function here, in the paleo days, we got magnesium mainly from our water supply. But guess where we're getting our water supply now? Most of us are drinking bottled water and tapped water, and it doesn't contain a significant amount of magnesium anymore. So we're lacking magnesium, and we don't think about that. So you need to check on your magnesium. It also naturally lowers blood pressure, and it helps with migraines because it's relaxing the blood vessels. So another great reason to take magnesium if you're fighting those battles. Magnesium can be found in spinach, Swiss chard, sunflower seeds, and almonds. Now, spinach is huge. It has a huge amount. It's 156 milligrams per cup. That's great, but not most of us can eat 5, 6, 7 cups a day of spinach. We're like, there's just no way, because ultimately about your dosage is about 800 milligrams, okay? And on your magnesium, you want to look for the magnesium glycinate, G-L-Y-C-I-N-A-T-E. Remember, you don't have to remember all of this. I have a download. Magnesium glycinate. This will be better absorbed by your body. If you look for the magnesium citrate, the C-I-T-R-A-T-E, the citrate, that's more for constipation. So if you take too much, you may have a blowout. Just saying. I know TMI, but you need to understand that. So also another form, if you're looking for memory and to help for good brain function and cognition, magnesium L-threonate. T-H-R-E-O-N-A-T-E. Don't you love all these amazing words? Talk about essential supplements fit for your diet. We can't even pronounce them, let alone ingest them. So that's another one, and it's very absorbable also within the body. So you got magnesium. So let's do a quick recap here because we've already gone through five. We've talked about adding herbs and spices into our cooking. Add that to our kitchen. Okay, then we went on to omega-3s, our fish oils, vitamin K2, magnesium. This leads us to number 6, potassium. Yes, potassium helps to maintain muscle during weight loss. It is a very crucial element in our life, one that we just kind of take for granted. We were talking about potassium earlier. You think about bananas. I feel like we should be talking about the Minions. Bananas, bananas. It's going to drive me bananas. And the potassium that we need, actually, coriander and parsley is higher, has a higher amount of potassium in it than bananas do. So if you're one sitting here listening to this going, I need some potassium, then coriander and parsley may be the better route for you to go because you don't want to go bananas eating bananas. Okay, we had to have some fun there, right? Now, when you're looking at potassium, why do we need to take potassium? Well, when you are on a low-carb diet especially, and some of you might be on a low-carb diet, it's important that we understand our potassium levels are going to drop during that time because you're going to lose a lot of sodium and through the, it's kind of like the diuretic effect, and eventually you will lose potassium too. When you keep your potassium levels up, it helps to safeguard your lean muscle mass during your weight loss. And you don't want to lose muscle during weight loss. So if you're sitting here trying to lose weight, that's fine, but you don't want to lose muscle too. I can tell you I've been there and it's not fun trying to get the muscle back. And that most of the time comes to we're too focused on the scale, because if we focus all on the scale, then we will be losing muscle because we're focusing only on the number. Again, that's for another episode about how the number drives us. And in fact, that was an episode that I did way back when. I will try and remember to reference that in the show notes for you. So if you want to listen to that again, you can do so. All right, so back to potassium. Adequate potassium helps to prevent cramping and fatigue. Also, when we have a deficiency of potassium, maybe you're feeling kind of heavy-legged. You know, you're walking up those stairs and you feel like you're dragging your legs up the stairs, or you're having salt cravings or dizziness. You may even cry easily, and you may have low energy. All of this can be a result of having low potassium. So think about that. And just by hydrating yourself doesn't mean you're going to get that, because remember, we're not getting that in, you know, in our water source. You know, like with magnesium, we don't get that. So it's important that we actually supplement our potassium. Now, you can find it in Swiss chard, Brussels sprouts, tomatoes, bell peppers, avocado, and herbs. So if you're needing potassium and vitamin C and you're using parsley, yes, you're killing two birds with one stone here. You're getting it good, and you're not just doing it with just bananas. Even though bananas are good, but some of us, we don't, they're high in sugar. You need to understand that. So sometimes we've got to look at other options. So go back to your herbs. Okay, moving on to number 7. Pay attention. This is a very important one. Vitamin D3. Vitamin D. When I think about vitamin D, where does your mind go? The sun. We get our vitamin D mainly from the sun. But what has changed over the years? Sunscreen. And I'm talking about sunscreen on our windows when we drive. We're not outside doing much anymore because we are slaves to our computer. We're not active outside. If we are, we're limiting ourselves. And when we do that, what we have UVA and UVB protection in our clothing items. And so we're not getting the sun we need. Now, I am not sitting here telling you that you need to not use sunscreen. Hear me out. We need sunscreen, but we also need vitamin D. And ultimately, our vitamin D primarily comes from the sun. And it's a significant amount of it. Now, you have to remember that vitamin D is also a fat soluble. So we were talking about vitamin K2, vitamin D, K, vitamin A, and vitamin E. They're all fat soluble vitamins. So you need to make sure you're taking them what? With fatty foods. You've got their fat soluble. If you're taking them on an empty stomach, they are doing you no good. So make sure in your vitamin D3 that you are taking it with food. Now, if you're like, I don't know if I need vitamin D. Now, remember, all of these can be tested. Again, work with your medical provider. Go and say, I want my blood work drawn, and I want to know all of these. This is what I want. And they can do a full layout. Most of the time, they won't unless if you specifically ask for it. So when they do a blood draw, the blood workup, you need to be specific with your medical provider. When you have low levels of vitamin D, one of the things that kind of comes up is you're moody, may have issues with your hormones. It also can make you insulin resistant. So it's important that you get the amount of vitamin D3 that you need. Now, you can do this through salmon, sardines, tuna, eggs, and yes, we've already talked about the sun. But if you're not sure that you can do all of that, it's really good to begin to take a vitamin supplement and make it a vitamin D3, okay? You want the vitamin D3, not the D2. Number 8, zinc. Now, listen up if you do a lot of sweating. So if you're an athlete, maybe you work outside a ton or you're playing all the time. If you are sweating, you need to listen up. Zinc is very important, and when we sweat, we lose our zinc. And our thyroid actually is a zinc-aholic, so to speak. It's a zinc hog. It likes to eat it up. A good indication you are low on zinc is if you're craving something sweet and salty after eating a meal and you're full, then you're probably low on zinc. Now, this isn't a, not like scientifically like to the T, because some of us, what? It's a habit that we want to have some chocolate after dinner. But is it actually a craving that we just like have to have it? Or is it something our mind is doing? So it's real important that we understand that. Again, talk with your medical provider on this. Because with zinc, if we're sweating a lot, we're working out, we're losing it, we've got to replenish it. And what you want to do with zinc is this. If you've taken a vitamin before, like a multivitamin, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I just feel so nauseous. It's probably because there's a lot of zinc in there and your body is like, whoa, I can't handle it, because it can actually cause you to be nauseous. So start slow. Go like 50 or 15 milligrams and then do that for a week. And then you can add like another 15 milligrams. So you're doing 30 milligrams and then maybe go 2 weeks on that. Then take it up to 50 milligrams per day. And that's a good way to start. You don't want to start on the high and just like throw it all in, because again, your body's going to go, whoa, fight or flight here. Do I really need this? If not, I'm going to flush it. Or wait, maybe I do. What's the protest about? Okay, it's time for us to accept it. So it's important for us to understand that our body sees these things as a chemical reaction. It's not reading the label. It's not having the discussion with your physician as to exactly what it is. Your body doesn't care on the inside that, oh, this is good for you and you got to use it this way. No, it's a chemical reaction. I cannot stress that to you enough. And ultimately, only you know your body. I don't care what report you get back. When you start slow, you will begin to understand how everything fits within your body. If you go all out and try to change everything, you're just going to cause chaos. So one step, and we're going to get to that here in just a moment. So back to zinc. Some of the food sources that you can find zinc are oysters, red meat, spinach. There's spinach again. Spinach is awesome. Spinach is just good all around. It's a dark green vegetable. If you don't love it, love it. Fig your way. Add it into even just romaine lettuce salad or even just a straight iceberg salad. Just cut it up and learn to eat it. You won't be able to taste it. Now cooked spinach is a little bit different in my opinion. I am not a cooked spinach person, but I love raw spinach. And asparagus is another one that you will find a good source of zinc in. Okay, going on to number 9, hang in there with me. I know this is a long one, but you know, when you're talking about essential supplements fit for your diet, it's a long one. Number 9, bifidobacteria. This is a probiotic. This probiotic is very good for you. Think about your immune system. So about 70% of your immune system is kind of within the gut. And you need to have the right prebiotics and probiotics. Now, your probiotic is your Bifido. And if you go in and you look at two bottles and you go, well, one's like priced at $15, $20, $30, but another one's like at $45, $50. It's probably because it doesn't have Bifido in it and you want the Bifido in there. So look again on the label. Just because it says it has it doesn't mean it has it. You need to understand, read the label. Don't read the front, the advertisement. Probiotic, this will do everything you want it to do. Not necessarily. Okay, they're into marketing. They want you to buy. As much as I appreciate their passion to help us, we also have to be wise consumers in what we're putting into our body, because we're ingesting it and it's our body. We have to take responsibility for that. Now with Bifido, it's a probiotic. So in order to take it with a prebiotic, you can take it with like a tablespoon of coconut vinegar for maximum absorption, and that will help. So you do that together and you got it. Now a natural, you'll find this naturally within fermented foods like pickles, kimchi, sauerkraut. If you like those, that's awesome. If you're one who is constipated, you're having kind of a really bad gut, been on antibiotics for a while, you may be wanting to take 3 per day. If not, you can just take 1 a day. So you're looking at 1 to 3 a day. Again, work with your medical provider on this. This is not just a one-to-one decision. You need to work with someone who understands your body. And number 10, we need to talk about a quality multivitamin. We started out talking about that just at the beginning. And you probably already are taking a multivitamin. And this is what I consider your insurance. You buy car insurance. You have home insurance. This is your body insurance. This is just a general, overall good multivitamin. However, there's lots out there on the market. So again, read your label. Quality is the key here. And a lot of the times you want to be taking this what? With food. Why do I say that? Because your multivitamin is going to contain what in it? Vitamin K, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin A, all fat-soluble vitamins. So take it with food. And it's best if you take it in the morning. Now, if it says take one, two, or three, or four tablets a day, you may want to break those up. Because you see, if you are taking too much of something, your body sees it as a chemical reaction, it's going to get rid of what it doesn't need, or it's going to go to battle for you because you've given it too much. So if you break up your vitamins, even your multivitamins, let's say you're supposed to take two or even four a day, depending upon the type of vitamins you're using, how they're measured out. There's a lot out there on the market. I'm not going to go into every single one. We would be here for 20 days, literally. But you need to know and shop around. If you're going to your like your Target, your Walmart, your Costco, your Sam's Club, you're getting what I consider over-the-counter vitamins. You need to read and understand their labels and where they're coming from. Some of the stuff that's in there isn't really what you think. You'll find vitamins that literally have crushed seashells within them. And they say that this is what you're getting from those seashells. Your body cannot absorb it that way. So you need to understand, all right? It's really important, but you need to have a quality multivitamin for your body. It's considered a body insurance. Woo! So let's highlight this. We've got two more. Hang in there with me. We've talked about herbs being powerful, adding spices like oregano, your rosemary, your thyme, cinnamon, etc. Omega-3s, vitamin K2, magnesium, potassium, vitamin D3, zinc, bifidobacteria, and a quality multivitamin, which takes us now to number 11, salt. Boom, boom, boom. I know nobody wants to talk about salt. You're like, you're talking about salt. Why are you talking about salt? Salt is bad for you. Salt is bad for you if, did you hear that? If you are a processed food junkie. If you are eating non-processed foods. For me, example, I am eating a ketogenic diet. I do not eat a ton of processed foods. I probably can count on a half a finger how much processed food I take in my body. That's what I choose to do. It works best for my body. So for me, salt is my friend. But if you're eating a processed diet, you are eating plenty of salt. So you do not need to add salt. But if you are not, then salt may actually be a good friend for you to have. And you need a quality salt. So let's think about this. Let's talk about this. A good indication of when your salt levels are low, your sodium levels are down, is when you stand up quickly and you're getting kind of dizzy or you feel faint. If you're on a high processed diet, you are shopping in the middle of the grocery store, not on the perimeter of the grocery store, then you just drinking water is going to be okay because you'll have enough salt. You'll be taking it in from your processed foods. You'll balance out probably all right. But if you're on a non-processed diet, your nutrition is shopping the perimeter of your grocery store, then adding in salt is going to be a very good thing for you. Adding in like 1 teaspoon of Celtic sea salt is great. You can do it a couple times a day, a few times a day, maybe 2-3 times a day, depending. Watch your energy level. Also, this helps with, when you're in conjunction with potassium. So they kind of go hand in hand. So think about how you're feeling. Also, if you're a big fan of bone broth, then you can be actually just drinking some homemade bone broth because you can get great salt from the bone broth itself. So if you're feeling dizzy and faint and you're eating a non-processed diet, then you want to look at like a Celtic sea salt. Another quality salt that I use is the pink Himalayan salt. Love it. It's great. So that and your Celtic sea salt, between those two, they're my go-tos. I do not use any type of table salt whatsoever. I don't cook with it. I don't bake with it. And finally, berberine. Berberine is very good for you, and it's been used for centuries to protect the body from parasites, fungi, yeast, and bacteria. It's amazing. And people also use it to help improve your weight management, your glucose metabolism, insulin sensitivity, and it also offers cardiac support. Now, berberine is something that you're probably looking at 1,000 milligrams, which is about 2 capsules, at each meal. Again, it depends on your body. Work with your medical provider on this, because we all could use, you know, the protection from parasites, et cetera, within our body. We want to be able to enhance our body, because remember, what we give our body from the inside out, it allows it to fight the battles, or it allows it to celebrate. We want our body to celebrate. If we're giving it the right stuff, it can fight what it needs to, and it can be successful, and you're celebrating, which does what for your body? It gives you more energy. You're more enthusiastic. You have a smile on your face. You want to feel good. So guess what? After all this, here is your kiss, the power of simplicity. Number one, you need to incorporate more herbs and spices into your diet and your cooking. That's what you want to invest in. Don't worry about buying those cute little plates that you saw, especially on sale. Go and invest that on sale money that you were going to use into some quality herbs and spices. Number two, pick one vitamin supplement and add it to your daily regimen. Make note of how you feel and any changes. Do this for a couple weeks, and then you can add the next. Then you can add the next. And number three, work in conjunction. I know I sound like a broken record, but work in conjunction with your medical provider, your physician, your coach, someone who is helping you with your nutrition, and make sure they have a nutritional background so they understand it. If they don't understand it, find somebody who does. Now, all this information, your mind is probably going boop, 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 overload, overload, overload. Remember, there is a download for this. The disclaimer is what I've told you. You ultimately make the decision on your body. Work in conjunction with your provider. Let them know that you're concerned. Let them know that you're being moody and you've heard about this vitamin that maybe can help you. You know, is it true? Can we get it tested the next time you go in for your yearly checkup? It's important that you understand how your body works. If you don't ask the question, who will? And if you're sitting here still overloaded and you're like, I don't even know where to begin, guess what? Let's set up a health strategy session. Click on the link in the show notes. It's free. It's 20 to 30 minutes with me. You will walk away with 3 strategies, some ideas that you can actually put into action to begin to feel energized to move forward for your next day and the next day. Because what's happening today is what's feeding your tomorrow. And I hope this has given you an idea of essential supplements fit for your diet. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.